Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah, Jesus.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love it. I love the energy. If you know anything about me, you know I'm not dead, and I'm full of life, full of energy. And
amen.
I believe that that is a direct reference for being made in the image and likeness of our God, full
amen.
Of life. I'm
amen.
Telling you, God is full of life. He's full of humor. He's full of energy, empowerment, inspiration, motivation, and that's what I am to be if I'm an ambassador. So I thank God for the praises. I thank God for the energy. I thank God for the worship, because it is the very essence of why we are alive, to show the world there's a light inside of us, and they need that light too. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Well, I'm going to go and jump right into it. I'm not going to be before you too long, but you all know how I do. I give you the wisdom. I preach it. So when we leave, you can live it. I preach it so that when we leave off this conference line from each other's presence, you're equipped with the resources to live.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. I think that should be the goal of every pastor, every leader. They ought to deliver the word. They ought to preach or teach, so much so that when you leave from them, you're equipped to go and start practicing it, to empower. So
amen.
Let me jump right into it. Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to preach, to bring forth the word of God. Lord, I pray that you will take the hearts of stone and make it into hearts of flesh. Let them be receptive to the word, not just being hearers of the word, but being doers likewise. We rebuke every hindering spirit, every spirit of distraction. And Lord, we ask that as the seeds go forth, let it be planted in the ground, that it will be nutritional, and that it will sprout up a harvest that will show a lifestyle executing this very word. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Well, I'm excited to talk to you. And for those of you all, if this is your first time, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. But what we do on this line is you just don't come on and hear me speak. We want you to come on and take notes as well. So, therefore, get your pen, get your pad, get your paper, because I plan on giving it to you real quick. Today, I want to talk to you about a law. This is a law. There's many laws. As you all know, we've been teaching, the Bible can be broken down basically into the love of Jesus and the law of Jesus, the love of God and the law of God. There's many people that love to bask in the love of God. It's comfortable. I tell people, easily, bask in the love of Jesus, because it's pleasing. It makes us feel good. When we know we've done wrong, we just run to the love of God. When we need comfort, we run to the love of God, and that should be so. But oftentimes, we start living in the love of God, and it is from the love of God only that we try and decree and declare manifestation. It's there in the love of God that we actually start wanting a transformation or breakthrough to happen. And I tell people all the time, you can't only live in the love of God and want a transformation. You've got to be accountable. The way this thing is set up is that you have to have accountability. So therefore, you have to obey the law to get your certain reward. Just like in the law of the land that we are right now. You like your driver's license. You like your driver's license. Your driver's license permits you to do a lot. You can drive. You can show identification to prove who you are. You can get discounts on stuff if they just see that your name and your state and your city. I mean, there's so much you can do with your driver's license. But they're not just handing it out willy-nilly. What you have to do is obey by some laws to keep and maintain your driver's license. Hence, when you're driving, when that light turns red, they want you to stop your car. Hence, when you're driving, when you see that the speed limit is 50 miles per hour, you shouldn't go 80, shouldn't go 70. Hence, when they say yield to pedestrians, that means don't run over a child, don't run over adults when they're walking. Yield to the right-of-way of the pedestrian. If you are caught disobeying this law, your driver's license may be in jeopardy. You will have to pay a fee.
Good, come on.
You will have to pay a ticket. You may even be locked up. They say, listen, if you're intoxicated, do not drive. You will be locked up. You will get a ticket if you do not wear your seatbelt. So there are certain laws that we have to abide by if we want to maintain freedom. If we want to maintain. I'm going somewhere with this.
Amen.
Marriage. Even in marriage, you love one another. Everybody can see you all are googly-eyed over each other. But love only will not help pay your bills. Kissing and sexing will not pay your bill. You can't go to your electric company and say, I'm going to pay you in love. See, watch me and my husband make out. We have love. They're going to look at you like you're crazy. And they say, no, your bill is due on the 25th, and it is
$67.97. My God.
When you have a marriage and you all love one another, still there are laws within your marriage. We call it in our household the law of matrimony.
Amen.
Every marriage has something different. Your laws of matrimony may be different from my laws of matrimony because you're two different people. What makes me and my husband work may not work for you. So my husband and I, we have what we call laws of matrimony. What these laws are good for is making sure my husband and I don't go on a hamster wheel, a crazy cycle, where we get on a repetitive, disrespectful cycle towards one another. My law for him is his nonverbal. Sometimes his nonverbal speaks so loud that it almost comes off disrespectful. Now, he doesn't mean to, but sometimes in other ways, slouching, breathing out of his mouth, I'm like, man, you wouldn't do that to someone else. So please watch that with me. He's like, cool. Well, I have a rule for our matrimony for you. He said, sometimes when you come to me, you talk in a corrective tone, and that's talking down to me. I don't want you to talk at me. I want you to talk with me. I said, perfect. He said, this, as we talked together, we agreed. We said, this, if we abide by these laws, it will keep us respectful. It will keep us as decent human beings, and we won't have to have a screaming match. Fair enough. Gun it. I say every marriage needs those matrimony laws. We have other laws. Quality time. We have other laws about everything, really, and we abide by it. We're accountable enough and disciplined enough to abide by it to have success. I'm going somewhere with this. So going back to the Bible, you want success. You want freedom. You want to experience the goodness of God. You want to experience breakthrough. manifestation of breakthrough. But what's happening and what we find in most cases that you're trying to command the breakthrough by abiding in the love only.
My God, come on, teach.
You're abiding in the love of God only. You don't want to be accountable. God said, I love you. I'm married to the backslider. We were talking to somebody, and they were saying, well, I got a relationship with God. I pray all the time. Matter of fact, he helped me pick out my clothes. I said, and he will. I said, but at the same time, while he's picking out your clothes, he's judging you. Thief, you haven't been paying your tithe. He's judging your heart.
Bitter heart.
Haven't forgave somebody in 7 years. He's judging you as well. See, that's the type of goodness that we have in our God.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
He'll love the backslider. He'll love the witch and the warlock. He loves them too. They're an enemy, though. You can love your enemy, but still judge them like judge them like an enemy. So don't get so, because, you know, she tried to use that as an excuse. Well, since God helped me pick out my clothes, I must be in good standing. I said, oh, yeah? Let's look at some laws here. Are you forgiving? Do you not know if you don't forgive that person who did something wrong to you 7 years ago, God can't forgive you for the 7 years of sin that you've committed against him? That's the word.
Oh, my God.
Amen.
A lot of sin. That is a lot of sin. So, you want to be forgiven? You got to forgive. The Bible talks about, even in the Word of God, the Beatitude, where it talks about Matthew, the 5th chapter. Those are laws, too. There's so many different laws in the Word of God. I don't know if you all know that. You got to find them. But he said, listen, if you're poor in spirit, I guarantee that the kingdom of heaven is yours. He says, if you mourn, I guarantee I'll comfort you. He said, I guarantee if you're meek, you shall inherit the earth. If you abide by the law of being hungry and thirsty after my righteousness, I guarantee you shall be filled. If you're merciful, you have my guarantee that you shall obtain mercy. If you're pure in heart, you shall see God. If you are a peacemaker, you shall be called the children of God. I mean, there's so many more. But what I find that the people who don't pay their tithes, I find that the people who are not easy to forgive others, I find that the people who, instead of being a peacemaker, are actually the people who are running around gossiping, those are the ones that are claiming and saying that there are false prophets, false apostles, false pastors out here in the kingdom of God, because when they want to get a prayer breakthrough and it don't happen for them, they want to blame somebody else. When God is saying today is the day that you examine what laws are you breaking? Are you a covenant?
Ooh,
come on.
Ooh,
yes,
yes.
Teach it. Yes.
My God.
Are you a covenant breaker? He said, you can't blame the pastor. Like some people want to blame us. We have fertile ground, documented, nothing but testimony, written and
come on now.
So it's working for hundreds of people, but you, you so holy, you so righteous, it didn't work for you.
My God, my God.
Let's examine some laws that you may be breaking, because you're trying to operate from the love of God, but you're not abiding by the law of God. You're breaking so many laws. That's why you're hindering your own manifestation, your own blessings, your own breakthrough, your own miracle. So much sin in your life, so much disobedience in your life, rebellion, so much witchcraft. What does the Bible say about witchcraft? Rebellion. Sin is as rebellion. Witchcraft is as the sin of rebellion. So what are you rebelling in? Witchcraft would definitely destroy, halt, delay any blessings from God.
Amen.
Legion.
I have to talk about this because you want to be successful. And there's so many different laws that I could talk about today. But the first law I want to talk about is what you have to honor in order to be on the path for success. Here at KCI, we're about building you up, empowerment. That's what we do, equipping you with resources, tools, strategies, kingdom principles, the word of God, all types of stuff so that you can go out and execute it and be the best you that you can be. So I want to talk to you real quick about the law of difference. The law of difference. You know, when two things are not the same. Difference. Your difference decides your importance. The first law that you must understand is the law of difference. What has God put inside of you that you do not see in others? That difference is critical. This is not a difference to look at your neighbor and say, ha ha, I'm better than you. I got this and you don't. That's not why we teach this, so that you can get on a pedestal. I'll knock you off. No. It is to just have a value for yourself. Because I find the most people who are covenant breakers, who are oath breakers, who are working in divination, who are being disobedient, who are rebellion, they don't know they're different. They don't know how to be successful, which is number one, knowing your difference. What would make you successful? You got to know how God has set you apart. It's kind of like the Bible, the word God talks about, we're all one body. One may be a hand, eyeball, elbow, knee. Doesn't mean that one is better than the other. It all comes together to make a perfect unit. So you need to find, who are you? Are you a finger? Are you an elbow? Are you a kneecap? Are you the heel of the foot? Are you an ear? Are you the hair? What are you? And know your difference so that you could be on the path for your success. It's time to start abiding by some law so that you can have success in your life. Okay. So let's go forward.
Amen.
What is put inside of you that you do not see in others? That difference is critical. Something within you cannot be found in another. I got something inside of me that I can't find in you. You have something in you that you can't find in me. Your similarity creates your comfort, but your difference creates your reward. I'll say that again. Your similarity creates your comfort. Your difference creates your reward.
My God.
Example, singing. We all know a lot of people can sing. There's a lot of people that can sing better than me. I can sing better than a lot of other people. But the similarity is that we can sing. But what is my difference with my voice? I tell you one thing, doesn't matter how high a pitch and range and all of the range of motions my voice can do, my difference would be, see, when somebody else sings, it just sounds nice. But when I sing, I break demonic warfare off of your life. That is what creates my reward. You can pray. Somebody else can pray. See, but the difference between you might be that your prayer breaks all types of sin and demonic yokes and bondage off people, the power behind your prayer. This is what's going to create your reward. God wants to use what he's placed inside of you as the reward that blesses you. So let me talk about the law of difference. If you do not know your distinctive difference, you will never discern what others need from you. Remember, I talked about being a problem solver. We are all put on here at the very bare minimum as a problem solver, solving somebody else's problem. That's what you're supposed to do, discern. What problem do you discern to solve for others? But if you do not know your distinctive difference, you will never discern what others need from you. You become a hostage to trying to be what somebody wants you to be instead of who you really are. Wow. You ever met somebody that's confused? Some of you all even on here might be in that state. You don't know who you are, so you mimic somebody else. You might mimic me. I'll talk like Apostle April because you've not found your swag. You've not found your type of personality. But the difference is, thank God you're mimicking me. So, and the point is for our youth, they end up mimicking somebody of the world. They end up picking up the bad learned behaviors from somebody who's tipping, slipping, and dipping. This is why it's so important, as we are to be movers and shakers in Christ, to be confident and know who we are and not just be emulators and imitators. Because the youth can pick up on that. People can pick up on that. And what they're looking for is originality. So they look to the world because it seems like the world is original. It seems like they're coming with a different flair. But the people in the body of Christ, we thought we all have to sound like, in the name of Jesus. We all got to preach the same. We all got to talk like this. We got to stutter our words. And let me tell you something. I wasn't appealed by that. I said, this is so fake. You don't talk like that when you go to McDonald's and you order a number two. Can I get a number two? And can I get a large with that? That's not how we go to the store. That's not how we talk when we go to the store. And when we go into the supermarket, excuse me, miss, where's your tomatoes? I need two tomatoes.
Tell it like it is.
Come on, pizza popcorn.
Amen.
What happens is you end up becoming hostage to trying to be what somebody else wants you to be.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.